Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Duncan, it is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Our guy Nick Costas, he joins right now. We're so excited to have him, as we are every Thursday at about this time. He joins right now, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costas. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts, and you'll find Nick, because he's spectacular. Hello, Nick. How you doing?
Nick?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose him already?
We got him? Uh-oh.
He dropped off. I'll give him a call on the phone.
Give him a call on the phone. That's much easier. And by the way, while we're doing that, I need to tell you about a few things. A couple housekeeping orders of business here. We're brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. So there is that. And you text us anything you want to know from Nick or anybody else. Text us. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Numbers 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We are going to get into this with Nick in just a moment, but the NBA playoffs have been horrendous. There have been so many blowouts.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, it's so streaky.
All right, we have Nick right now. And Nick, we gave you a nice big welcome, and then something happened with our phone lines here. But anyway, that welcome stands, so good morning to you.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing?
Absolutely good. Great. You have opening week one lines for the NFL. Why don't you enlighten us on the games involving AFC North teams? Can you do that?
Of course I can. I would be actually offended if you guys didn't ask me that, for sure.
Okay.
All right, so let's start with the Ravens and the Jets. So this one's really interesting. And I'm just going to give me. I just want to bring up the numbers currently in the market so I can compare them to mine, just to give you an idea of like how I might be looking to bet these games. So we'll close with the Steelers and Bengals. We'll do the Ravens and Jets first. So Baltimore's a 4.5-point favorite at the Jets. The total in the game is 45. Right now, like I kind of have this a little bit more than that, but less than 6 for the Ravens. And the kind of like the more I think of it, so like I'm basically in line, and just like a quick refresher, and we'll do this during football season, obviously. Like 3.5 to 5.5 is generally like not the same bet, but in that range. And then once we get to 6, that's like a new line of demarcation. So 3 is its own separate entity, the most important number. 3.5 to 5.5, and then we draw another line at 6, then 6.5, then 7. So that's kind of how this works here. So it's not a huge difference that I have. I have Baltimore slightly more of a favorite. My sense, though, is that I think this number may close a little higher as we approach kickoff, obviously, in week number one. We need to see how Zach Wilson's going to look in the preseason. I think that will predicate some movements in this game here, and kind of like how this Ravens offense is going to look. I mean, they're clearly going back to, like, the roots from Lamar when he won the MVP the first season that he had, when he, like debuted on the scene, and this was absolutely awesome. I know he, like, started the playoff game, obviously, against San Diego, then San Diego Chargers then. But when he really exploded onto the scene, it was that real run-heavy offense they trade Hollywood Brown. It's really just Rashad Bateman now, and they drafted like another like 8 tight ends. So I think we really need to wait to see a little bit more here. And if Zach Wilson's horrendous in the preseason, then I think you're going to see a lot of support for the Baltimore Ravens here. So as of right now, I think this line is about right. If I had to guess, I think Baltimore will take some money, unless Zach Wilson looks great, in which case I think we'll see some support for the New York Jets. We'll move on to the Browns and the Panthers. This is a tough one, because we don't know if Deshaun Watson's going to play in the game, obviously. What we have right now is kind of an in-between number, and it's actually not up at domestic sports books, but you can find this. The Browns are 4.5-point favorite right now on the road at Carolina. So that's an in-between number. What does that mean? It means that if Deshaun Watson's going to play in the game, they're going to close 6 on the road at Carolina. And if Deshaun Watson doesn't play, then they'll probably close a favorite, but less than 3 if it's Jacoby Brissett as the starting quarterback at Sam Darnold and the Panthers. What does that tell you? It means that when the Browns have Deshaun Watson, when he's their quarterback, This is a team that's going to be rated ridiculously high. Carolina is a team that no one really likes heading into the season. No one trusts Sam Darnold. So I don't know that I would make a bet on that right now, but just to give an indication as to where people are at right now on the Browns. With Deshaun Watson, that is an extremely highly rated team. And now to the main event. Your Pittsburgh Steelers on the road at Cincinnati against the Bengals. The number in the market, Bengals a 6.5-point favorite, juiced more towards Cincinnati, which means it's closer to 7 than it is to 6, but probably holding steady here at 6.5, at least for now. Total in the game is 44.5. And we certainly understand that Cincinnati blew Pittsburgh out when they played both times last season. Here's the argument that I'll make, whether it's Kenny Pickett or Mitch Trubisky, and I've said this with you guys before, like Duck Hodges, Mason Rudolph, get Terry Bradshaw, get Mark Malone, Neil O'Donnell, like it really doesn't matter. Whoever the Steelers started quarterback is going to be an upgrade over the corpse that was Ben Roethlisberger last season. So I think the Bengals should be favored. You can make the case they should be as high as like a 5.5-point favorite in this game. Once we get to 6 and 6.5, I kind of draw the line a little bit here towards Pittsburgh. Like, I think the Pittsburgh defense is going to be pretty good. Still have Mike Tomlin, one of the best head coaches in the league here, against Zach Taylor and the Bengals, a team that did not have expectations last year and now is expected to win and win by margin. So as of right now, guys, I'm not saying the Steelers are going to win. Just at a +6.5, I'd be more apt to take the points with the Steelers than lay it with the Cincinnati Bengals.
What's your favorite week one line right now outside of the 3 AFC North games?
I've got a couple that I really like. And this is going to sound like a bit homerish because I'm a Giant. Oh, I'll give you two. I'll give you the Giants first. And yes, I am a Giants fan, but I mean, you guys know and people know, like, I bet against them a lot last year. I don't let my fandom kind of dictate the bets I'm going to make, unless it's the Rangers against the Penguins. The Giants are 6.5 on the road at Tennessee right now. Like, that number should not be 6.5. Like, not that Tennessee can't win by 20. Of course they could. But, like, that should be like a 5-point spread. Again, like, there is a huge difference between 5 and 6. Like, there is a difference there. I don't think the Giants should be 6.5 on the road at Tennessee. So Giants is one that I would be targeting right now. And the absolute best bet on the board, and when I say best bet, again, this is not me being like, this is absolutely 100% a winning bet, definitely going to win. That's not, that doesn't mean that's the case. But the Patriots are playing in Miami in week one. And what you have here is like the Dolphins in between 2.5 and 3. That means that the number that you'll see at Bet Rivers is 2.5, but it's juiced ridiculously towards Miami. We call that like -2.75 because you're paying tremendous juice if you lay it with Miami, lay 2.5 with Miami. If a 3 ever pops there, it's the easiest bet maybe in the history of easy bets to make on the Patriots. I make the Patriots a favorite in the game. My co-host Ken Barkley thinks the Patriots should be almost a 3-point favorite in the game, which is like a gigantic difference. Like, you can't overstate how big of a difference that is in the actual line in the game. I think it should be a pick at worst. I think it should be Patriots -1. And you're going to get plus 3 potentially with New England. Like, Tua Tagovailoa is not good. And, like, everyone's, oh, well, Tua's going to be great because he has his weapons. Really? Like, where's the evidence that Tua Tagovailoa is going to be good? He's got a noodle arm, and every time he gets hit, you think he's not going to get up. Like, he's not good. Meanwhile, Mac Jones is awesome. Like, Mac Jones was great last year. They went to the playoffs. It was, oh, well, Joe Judge and Matt Patricia are coaching offense. Or, like, they've got the greatest coach of all time, and he knows what he's doing. And I'm sure this is going to work out in some way, shape, or form. So, I mean, Patriots +3 against the Dolphins. They should be favored in the game. That's pretty much as easy as it gets.
Nick, the NBA playoffs have been so streaky, whether it's the games, whether it's the player props. I can't really get a feel for it. I mean, even tonight, the Golden State Warriors are giving 7 to the Mavericks. Which way are you leaning? Like, you know, it's game 5. Which way are you leaning? 7 points, getting or giving?
I like the Mavericks a little bit just because I feel like the line's out a little too much here. And this will be like a little point spread analysis. Like, I think Golden State's likely to win the game. Like, Dallas could win, of course. Golden State's going to win the series, obviously, and go to the NBA Finals where they'll play the Celtics, which hopefully will be a good NBA Finals because this NBA postseason's been dreadful. I like the Mavericks a little bit just because I think the spread's a little too high. Like, the spread in Game 3 was too high for Dallas because, like, that was, you know, oh, Dallas is all in game, right? Down 2-0 going home. Can't go down 3-0. Dallas closes 3.5 in that game, and then they close 1.5 in game number 4. Like, the spread was bet out too much. I actually feel like the spread's a little too much here. I feel like this number should be 6. It's 7, so again, this is not like a tremendous difference that I'm seeing in terms of the point spread. But, like, you know, I'd be more apt to take the points with Dallas you know, is it possible, given the variance in the way Dallas plays, which is basically the live or die by the three? Luke is going to give you what he gives you every game. Like, there's no question about that. The question with Dallas is, can Kleba and Brunson and Dinwiddie and Finney-Smith, can these guys make their threes? If they can, they can win the game and certainly cover the spread. If they can, and then you get avalanched by Curry and Thompson and Poole, then, I mean, Golden State could win the game by 20. So not certain, not like a best bet by me or anything. But I would take the points with Dallas before I laid them with Golden State tonight.
Nick, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
By the way, Rangers is going to win the series against the Hurricanes. That's just wanted to throw that out there. Igor Shesterkin now looking like Marty Brodeur, Patrick Juan, Dominic Hasek. You got to love it.
Yeah.
You guys and your great listeners, Minimal Sweats winning.
Well, he had to beat some guy from the Penguins that they had. It was working in the parking lot the week before. So
now,
that
listen,
kinda helped.
I said it. Rangers were very lucky to win that series. The Penguins were the better team. There's no doubt about it. But now Shesterkin is starting to look like that guy, and that should terrify the Hurricanes. You know what? Who else it should terrify? Andre Vasilevsky and the two-time reigning defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning. That's right. I said it. Let's go, Rangers.
There we go. Thank you, Nick. That was host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costas. He's the best. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. What are you smiling about back there, Crowley?
I shouldn't have got him back on the horn.
No.
That Rangers crap.
It did take beating Smoky Pork or whatever the hell the guy. Who's the guy?
Spicy Pork and Broccoli.
Yeah. Steamy Deming. Pork, whatever. Deming. If Casey DeSmith played in that series, we'd still be talking about hockey right now.
Yes.
And about having
Gerard
games.
Gallant would be yelling into nothingness about his team being soft and terrible. He's made me more and more angry as this series.
What was their news about Torts yesterday? What happened there?
He might be a Flyers head coach.
Yeah, how about
If two things belong together more than peanut butter and jelly.
Yep.
This is Belichick and the Patriots. Like, is there anybody that fits a franchise more? Ditka and the Bears.
Yeah.
Can you imagine him
in the Giants?
Yeah, him and Sully going back and forth. If they should see each other in a playoff series.
Screaming at each other and then going and getting a beer afterwards.
Yeah.
You know?
Tockett was the other guy rumored there, and I hope that doesn't happen because he and Sullivan are too buddy-buddy. You need Torts because, and I realize that Sully worked with Torts, but Torts is such a jackass that eventually you're going to have to boil over there.
So do we think it'll happen? No one's beating Tampa Bay, by the way. I don't know what Nick's talking about. Especially nobody named the New York Rangers.
The Rangers can't.
No.
Hurricanes maybe, but not the Rangers.
I root for Tampa's coach. I like him a lot.
John Cooper.
Oh, he's an intelligent guy. Did you ever read about his relationship with Charles Barkley?
No. Yeah, you've told me about
that before. Yeah, they met one time just at an airport bar, hotel bar, happenstance, having a beer, and they sprung up this great relationship. Wow. It had nothing to do with their network getting whatever. And they just happened to be in the same place at the same time. And Barkley talked about how fascinated he was by a guy that was so good in a different field. He was a very good attorney, corporate attorney, mm-hmm. and then decided to coach hockey. And he said, I just need to learn from this guy. And then Cooper said, I was fascinated that Charles Barkley had such compassion for people and was a regular guy, when the cameras weren't on, but mm-hmm. was still so entertaining. And they kept in touch, would call each other. And it was never this big public thing. They were just pals, just the way that people are.
I love that.
Yeah, and not about sports, just about two guys.
Life and just hanging.
And so when they won the Stanley Cup, Charles Barkley was like, I'd like to congratulate my good friend John Cooper. And people are like, how the hell do you know John Cooper?
That's like Crow and I's relationship. I feel like I'm the Barkley, you're like the...
Well, it fits.
No, I'm more like the round mound or rebound.
Well, no.
I'm the athlete.
Just like when they compare NFL prospects to, guys, comparables, you have to be John Cooper and you have to be Charles Barkley.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah, I mean.
Hey, Crown, man, that's terrible.
Oh, man. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. B.A. once retired, and then he came on the station here in town, the town in which he retired, and said something yesterday about one of the big-time moments he was involved in. Is he right? Is he wrong? We hear from Bruce Arians coming up next here on the Fan Morning Show. But I do tell you about Schultz Ford. It's here, right? Today is the day. It starts today, Thursday, May 26th. Schultz Ford Memorial Day weekend deals begin today. Your Ford, your way. Custom order your Ford your way, any way you want. Receive $1,500 back in order incentives. This is spectacular. $500 from Ford and $1,000 from Schultz Ford. An extra $500 in order incentives from Schultz. I mean, it is rolling. So it's from now until Monday. Get to Schultz Ford. Three great locations or SchultzFord.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Bruce Arians, he was on with Ron and Joe yesterday, and he was talking about Super Bowl 43 and what happened with Ben Roethlisberger and Santonio Holmes being the MVP and the end of that game and yada, 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 B.A.
And there's always a debate. Was it a better catch or a better throw? How do you answer that?
It was a throw all the way. I mean, try to hit the back in the flat, then Hines sitting on the goal line, pump, sitting on his back foot and threw it between two guys. All Tone had to do was stick his hands up and keep his toes down.
Okay. Some will make the...
That's all Tone had to do.
Right. Some will say the throw that went through his hands was a better throw on the snap before. They've heard people say that. And there's a debate, and Bruce Arians said that Ben Roethlisberger should have been the MVP of that game. Santonio Holmes was. Roethlisberger was 21 of 30, 256, 1-1, touchdown and an interception. You could take the running backs out of it, out of that situation, right? Because Willie Parker was, he had 53 yards, something like that. Holmes was 9 catches for 131 in that touchdown. Of course, there's also the defensive side of the ball, the play just before halftime. James Harrison ran as far as James Harrison ever ran and scored a touchdown.
Arguably the greatest play in Super Bowl history. Not,
correct.
No, inarguably the greatest play in Super Bowl history.
That said, the MVP goes to Santonio Holmes. And nobody from the losing team, I mean, they lost. Kurt Warner had a pretty good game, 31 of 43, 377, 3-1. But the interception ended up being one that I don't think he counted on being returned all the way.
What did Fitz end up with?
Yeah, he had a ball out, too.
Yeah, he had a pretty good game.
Like, if they hold on to win.
He had a lot of, he was 7 for 127.
In a tutty.
2 touchdowns.
Like, if they hold on to win, I think he gets it.
He probably would have got it.
What would have been the game-winning touchdown.
Yep.
But that, all that said, Santonio Holmes made a great catch. He made the decisive catch. He made the play at the very end, although Ben Roethlisberger threw it. See, I go off, I don't say off the board. I would have given it to James Harrison. Mm. That to me.
Because that's the biggest turning point in the game.
Plus, he did something kind of like Larry Brown, right, in that Super Bowl. He did something so, he just caught the ball, Larry Brown did, but he did a couple times. But James Harrison did something so on the fringes of his, of what his job description is, to change the course of that game. Not to say Ben didn't make a great throw, but you know what Ben does? He makes great throws. Not to say Santonio Holmes didn't make a great catch, but you know what he does? He makes great catches. Never on your bingo card did you have a linebacker who's built like he is running 100 yards for what?
Right.
So maybe in the moment, people didn't realize how gigantic a play it was in Super Bowl lore, but I would have given it to James Harrison.
See,
I was telling you guys earlier, you know, before we started the show, that low key is like a routine throw and catch. Like, you go.
It's
like,
something you practice a lot,
and
right?
You practice it every single day. Now, obviously, in the moment and what was the circumstances, it was heightened, but to go to the back pylon to find the receiver and the almost kind of a scramble drill, you know where you're going, you know where you're throwing. Right. You do the toe tap drill every single day. Kind of a routine-ish, can you pull up what Harrison's stats were? Did Harrison have any sacks or anything that game?
Harrison had. I got
Woodley
him right
did.
Here.
Woodley yeah.
did. Did he throw up?
No, that was Timmons. That
oh, that was Timmons. You're right yeah. about that. Team stats. Let me see what we got here.
Real quick,
they
while
don't
you're
have
looking
the
that
individual defensive stats where okay. I'm looking.
Like I take the MVP far too literally. Like, who's most valuable to the team that won
uh-huh.
the game?
Mm-hmm.
And without Santonio Holmes catching that ball and executing the toe tap in the corner, they don't win the game.
Okay.
So that's why I have no problem with Tone being the MVP of that game.
I'm with you.
If Peyton Manning throws that ball, he's MVP. If Eli Manning throws that ball, he's MVP. If Tom Brady throws that ball, he's MVP. Ben Roethlisberger, disrespect.
It's a great
no
throw.
No sacks. Four combined hits, three solo and assist, and two quarterback hits, but no sacks, and obviously the one interception for 100 yards.
It's a great throw, and it's the biggest comeback drive in the history of a quarterback who was great at fourth quarter comebacks. Don't get me wrong, but I got no problem with Santonio
with his
numbers and that catch being the MVP.
The other thing, too, with the play that Harrison made, it's a 14-point swing.
Oh, it's enormous.
That's the part that I look at. Like, not that you don't grant a touchdown. No touchdown is a gimme. But at that point in time, when they're going in, okay, you are up. The Steelers are 10-7. You think it's about to be. You're going to go down 14-10.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you're up 17-7.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Like, even if you get a field goal there,
right,
which was a chip shot where they were.
The psychological end of that going
yeah.
in. Yeah. Oh, that's
oh, yeah.
huge.
I would have given it to Harrison.
I'll go Harrison, Ben, Santonio.
Oh, my God. Who caught the ball won the game is third for you?
I think it was a better throw than a better catch.
Yeah.
I beg to differ.
Yeah, I think it was better.
Here's why I think it was a better throw. Because he had just made a great one, too. Ben made two great throws. He made two world-class throws. One went through Holmes' hands, and then he came right back and threw it again. Even great quarterbacks, it's tough to make that throw two times in a row.
And
that Ben line, did it.
That line was crap. And so Ben, anything he did, he had to do by himself back there.
Yeah, but think Santonio Holmes could have went into the tank with that drop.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to bounce back and make the catch that he did, I mean, that's big time too.
Well, for Ben to make that throw again.
And
too,
two, going back to him.
It's one of those ones I don't think you can go wrong.
They should have gave him both of them.
If you go off, if it's not one of those three people, you're wrong. But you can make a case for any one of those three, and I'll buy it.
Yeah.
I'll buy it. That's just kind of where I am with it. I think it's a great – it's one of those great things 50 years from now, guys in Pittsburgh will be sitting around at a Memorial Day picnic talking about it.
But the speed of B.A.'s dismissiveness towards the catch is telling.
It is.
It's like, what? Ron doesn't even get the sentence out of his mouth.
Yeah, quick.
He's like, no, the throw.
The thing is, too, I think that they would have given it to Harrison if the Steelers – didn't give up a 20-7 lead in the second half. You can't give it to somebody playing defense that gave up a 13-point lead.
That's my point about without the throw and catch, they don't win the game in the end.
Right. Because nobody ever thinks of, like, the turning point when they think of the instant. Even when you're in it right then, you don't think back to the second quarter.
Right, exactly.
All right, lots more to get into. Tomlin, a power struggle. It's not necessarily a struggle, but just kind of the way a totem pole is built on the top of the Steelers organization. And also, maybe I'm in trouble. I don't know. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Hampton Beer Outlet there for you. It is a holiday weekend coming up soon. Miller Lite 30 packs, $19.99. Not a misprint. I'm not stating it wrong. Miller Lite 30 packs, $19.99. Hampton Beer Outlet right there, Route 8 in Hampton. It is wonderful. And listen to this. Keystone Light, Natural Light, and Natural Ice. 30-pack cans, $14.99. I'm not great at math, but that's like 50 cents a can, right? It's incredible pricing there. Again, Miller Lite 30 packs, $19.99. Get their Hampton Beer Outlet. They'll take care of you. They'll help you out to your car. They've got a great selection. You like craft beer? You like local craft beer? You like any beer? They got it. But that local craft section is gigantic. Build your own 6-pack out as well. The customer service, the people are just so nice. It's clean. It's fresh. It's like a supermarket for beer. Stock up for the holidays. Hampton Beer Outlet, the best variety, the best experience, the best prices, that's for sure, around. It's all true. Hampton Beer Outlet, Route 8 in Hampton.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, we'll get back into the Steelers in a minute, but I don't know, this is admitted how terrible I am with technology, and a lot of people are poking a lot of fun at me, and I'm Shelby Cassesi being one of them, as she's texting me about my wife's excellent solution. So my wife went out of town second time, like in about a month or so for work, and the last time we have this sleep machine, and Zeiss texted me, maybe I'm a caveman, but what's a sleep machine? And I explained to him that it makes noises, different noises, and he said, and it helps you fall asleep. He said, I call that my TV. That's what Zeiss said.
I call it Zeiss's show.
Oh! Oh my gosh, Crowley.
Crowley
setting the mood.
My God.
Oh my God.
You're just flaming everybody this week.
Gosh. I'm just kidding, but it was right there.
Anyhow, back on track. So we have this sleep machine in our room. And last time my wife went out of town, I had no idea how to work it because she normally sets it before we go to bed. And it goes like... And it helps me. It's white noise. It helps me fall asleep. So nonetheless, last time I went to do it, I hit the button. It turned on for 15 minutes. Then I hit another button, and it was traffic. And then it was a frog or a rainforest. Then it was a waterfall, and I had to get up and pee. And finally, I just pulled the cord out of the wall. I could screw this machine. I didn't know how to work it. So she got home. She goes, what happened to the sleep machine? I go, I didn't break it or anything, did I? She goes, no, but the settings are all messed up. So unbeknownst to me, she left yesterday morning. She was flying out of town. I got a text from her, and I'm like, why would I get a text from her? She already said what time her flight was, whatever. And it was a video. And I opened it up, and it's her hand, and it's the sleep machine. And she's pressing a bunch of buttons. And here is what she said. It was just her hand and the sleep machine.
Welcome to your How to Use the Sleep Machine tutorial. The first step in the tutorial includes pressing this button. Once that button is engaged, press the button with the heart. That is all. Those are the only buttons you press. To turn off the machine, press and hold this button.
And that was the video.
Those are the only buttons you press.
I mean, she literally sounds like the lady in the tram at the airport.
With
like that, like
yes. A, B,
this,
C,
please step
and
away
D.
from the door.
Please hold on.
This tram arriving next.
And I didn't realize it till I put the video out there. Some people letting me know the last two times she does it with her middle finger, and that has to be on purpose.
Oh.
So I apologize, but I can't be the only person who, when their wife leaves, their whole world just has to be laid out for them. I'm sorry. I suck with some things. And that's one of them, the sleep machine.
That's fair.
So I got that text and had no idea what it was. And it's partly giving me directions for the sleep machine. It's also partly saying, don't F up my machine again.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Don't do it.
These are the only buttons you touch.
Yes. So I found myself last night before I went to bed, holding my phone, hitting that video, hitting pause, then touching the machine, then hitting the video again. And so now the sleep machine's all good.
Yeah. Is it all good?
I think, yes. But this
Didn't
morning.
You say you ripped it out of the wall this morning?
Well, this morning I couldn't figure out. She said I didn't have my phone near me to figure out what button you press to stop, so I just unplugged it. But before bed tonight, I can plug it back in and start the steps all over
so
again.
So you use that every night?
Every night, yeah.
You need it.
And it does that noise. I need this noise to go to sleep, this one. Hear that noise? I can't just have silence.
Is that supposed
Wait,
to be?
Again, play it again, play it again.
It's white noise. Yeah, ready? It's low, cause it's but it's louder in
But
the
there's
room.
A heart on the button, right?
Yeah, that's...
It's got like that in utero heartbeat type sound a little, to it. Like when you hear a sonogram?
A little deeper. Yeah.
So
yeah,
wait it's a minute. What is that? Does it put you in more of a REM sleep, or does it make you fall asleep faster? Like, what does it do for
it
you?
It just provides noise. I can't explain what it does, but I'll tell you, when it's not there, I can't sleep.
Okay.
Like, that. Does that make sense
That's
to
fair.
You? I gotta have
well, it. You get used to a certain, like, at one point when I was a kid, we lived on a busy street, and there was a PAT bus that went by my bedroom window at, like, three times in the middle of the night, every night. And so I got used to that noise. And then I went off to college, and after a couple of years in the dorms, it was totally quiet, the one house I lived in with some friends. And I had trouble falling asleep for weeks because there was no noise. You have to get used to the same.
Where'd you go to college again?
Penn State.
I can't believe that you flamed Zeiss the way that you did.
Yeah, I'm getting some reaction on that one right now.
On his text machine?
Yeah, a little bit.
On text or Twitter?
Yep.
Both. Which okay, I love it. I love it. That's pretty
Crowley's
good stuff
Crowley's going to piss
you.
Off another member of
no,
the Pittsburgh media every day.
Who wants some?
Yes, there we are. Epic ending coming up. Oh, by the way, we have no idea how the hierarchy of the Steelers is going to work. Omar Khan's the GM. He'll take care of stuff that is money stuff. Andy White will take care of stuff that's football stuff. Mike Tomlin's probably the GM anyway.
He'll tell
I think
them both
that's
what to
yes,
do.
Yes, yeah. I think that's what we probably figured out. Epic ending coming up in just a couple minutes right here. Good morning, Fan Morning Show. .947 on your Thursday. I wonder how many people are knocked off Friday and are taking that. Taking one day gets them four. And I wonder if that's happening for tomorrow. How big the, not listenership, but how big the work rate. The what's Tomlin well, like to say? The, what's he say
yeah,
about work?
Work rate?
No, he doesn't say work rate. He says division of labor.
There you go.
How big the division of labor will be tomorrow and how it'll be. Because I bet a lot of people took off tomorrow.
People that do go to work tomorrow get exactly zero done.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there punching
the
clock.
I mean, that's every Friday, right?
No, I think most Fridays people at least get it to keep it together till like noon.
Till noon and that's it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, you're a ghost showing up at work.
Going to be a slappy show tomorrow then,
Yeah,
huh?
for sure.
Most likely.
I still can't wrap my head around. One thing we didn't touch on enough, we might get into a little bit more tomorrow, that burnt hot dog stuff. Tomorrow I need a caller to call and explain to me the particulars of why they love it. A hot dog that is just, it ends up coming out looking like a Lincoln log. Like it's terrible looking. But some people swear, you have that uncle that's like, just, leave mine on there.
Just say it. It looks like poop.
Right. It's smoking.
Crowley, don't fix your mouth. I see you fixing your mouth.
I'm not
don't
going
even
back there
it.
Again. But I do love a burnt hot dog.
Yeah, people love it. What I need is corroboration. I can't just have you. I got to have other people tell me why they love it. Anyway, so we have a great, great show tomorrow. Be sure to join in and tune in. But before all that, why don't we hit our epic ending? What do we learn today? Okay. Crowley, what did you learn?
I learned that 90% of people are on my side. On my Twitter poll I put up, can you wear a hoodie for two straight days? 90% of folks said yes. 1,000 votes on this puppy. I'm in the big time majority here.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends. I think it depends on what you do. You can't go run a marathon in it, but
well, no danger in that.
If you hang the hoodie up on a hanger in the closet appropriately in between wearings, it's a little more tolerable as well, instead of just discarding it on the floor like a piece of trash.
All right. What did you learn today, Dorn?
Joe Giglio, who covers the Philadelphia Eagles, thinks that Jalen Hurts is going to be close to a top 10 quarterback. That threw me off a little bit. I didn't think Jalen Hurts I wouldn't even put him in the top 20, you know, or even the top 25. To me, Jalen Hurts has a long way to go. But from what he said, the hopes are high on Jalen
a mobile
Hurts.
Jimmy G.
Mobile Jimmy G.
Okay.
Well, then he should just call him then a, you know, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mobile, that's like a stretch. I don't know. He's a skinny Casey Hampton. I don't know. All right, Chris, what do you got?
I'm a bad friend. I'm sorry, Caboli. We went too far in the pre-show yesterday. I didn't stop Crowley from escalating it. I should have. We both should have been nicer than we were. I'm sorry. You're my friend. We're not going to be mean anymore.
All right. There's that. You know what I learned today? Starkey's starting to feel it a little. He's getting nervous. So he just put a Twitter poll out 27 minutes ago. He's upset with his decision, I think, or second-guessing his decision on producer Matt's nickname. He said, Folesy appears to be getting mixed reviews as a nickname for Matt. May I interest you in Ollie or Tim? Please respond. And the poll is this.
What?
Ollie, Folesy, Tim, or Maddie? I have had the perfect nickname since the beginning if they wanted to change it from producer Matt. And it's his last name's Cole. It's Matt King Cole. Yes. That's the nickname.
Oh, yeah.
Call him Matt King Cole. Yep. It's simple. It rolls off the tongue. It's three single-syllable words. So Starkey's simply trying too hard. That's what I learned today. Just call it what it is. Matt King Cole. Anyhow, a prediction. Mr. Crowley.
The Rangers are going to lose tonight. Carolina undefeated at home in the postseason. Shesterkin not so great on the road this postseason. I think it's a lock. You got the Canes.
The Canes. Like okay. All right. Doran, yeah?
I predict that Crowley's going to get called into the principal's office today. He's either going to get that or Caboli and Zeiss are going to confront him.
Hunt him down.
Hunt him down.
Yeah.
Who would – okay. Caboli and Zeiss, if they're both mad at you, and you're walking – well, I guess this one's easy because Caboli couldn't catch you because – no, because he got bum wheels.
Said, no.
Because he had – yeah, you started to make jokes.
Crowley.
But because he has Achilles problems. I was going to say, who would you rather meet in an alley? It has to be Caboli at this point because you can outrun him.
Even Caboli on
you,
good
well,
wheels.
You could outrun Zeiss too, probably.
I'm fast, yeah.
Even Caboli on good wheels, I'll meet him in a dark alley because Zeiss just can't be reasoned with sometimes.
He's got long reach too. He'd put me in one.
Zeiss?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zeiss got that old man strength too. It's over. He latches on, it's over. It's like whenever you see those videos of those knuckleheads in the Everglades that decide they want to mess with an alligator.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they get latch on.
Yeah.
Zeiss latches on. It's game over for you. All right. What did you learn today?
Well, I told you what I learned.
I mean, excuse me. What's a prediction?
I'm going to predict Golden State closes out Dallas tonight. Steph goes off. They more than cover the 7.
Yeah, they're going to put it on them. They're going to be the NBA champs, I have a feeling. Although I'd bet the Celtics just to do it, to try to throw a flyer out there and win some money. But anyway, my prediction is this. The bell of the ball today at Steelers OTAs, the Najee Harris juice will start flowing. He'll do something. People start talking about that. The running backs will start to be sort of individualized a little bit and bracketed off. And then people will – because you heard the rumblings out there. My gosh, look at how big he is. His size. I forgot how big he is. Now that we're down on the field as reporters and you get close and see him with pads on, jeez, look at how big he is. He'll do something spectacular in practice today where Najee Harris will be the big star at OTAs, and maybe there'll even be a national person or two that goes, wow, Najee Harris. So that Najee Harris love will really start to flow, and rightly so, because he is that big and that darn good. All right, big show today. We'll get after it tomorrow. Sure was. Let me give you the weather. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, great service too. You're going to find it at Sun Chevy. Now, today it says cloudy, and it's very cloudy. It's like dark out there. High of 73. Tomorrow, cloudy, warm. It really heats up. High of 82.
That's the weather.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.